Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
As the Indiana Hoosiers get ready for Illinois tomorrow night, 8:30 on the Big Ten Network, Archie Miller reflects back on what's been the change in his team here over the last month or so that has gotten the Hoosiers into some pretty good places defensively. That hasn't always been the case in the last few years, but Indiana leads the league in turnover margin and is currently second in the league in steals.
Well, the energy level's up. I mean, I think guys are really working on the ball, which is something that we've struggled with at times this year, just not tough enough on the ball. And I think, you know, from a positioning standpoint, from an energy level off the ball, I think guys are really aware. You're seeing a lot more deflections, a lot more block shots. And I think defensively we've done a better job of just understanding how we play. We've got more experience playing with one another now. And, you know, I also will say this. I mean, I have three guys on this team that, you know, are really good defenders. They've become better defenders. And Juwan's playing out of position, but he's being asked to do a lot. And he's blocking shots. He's defensive rebounding. He's covering ground. And I think Rob and Zach, I mean, those two guys are stacked up against every guy in this league, and they're playing really hard. So you got some talent over there right now as well, but it's a team thing with us. I think these last two games have been really team approach. Our front court players are doing a really good job making things hard for the guards to, you know, get open looks or clean looks, and I think our guys are playing with great energy. But like I told them, I mean, you can lose things just like you get them. So we've earned our way to where we're at now, and we're just going to try and earn our way until we play on Wednesday another round.
And one of those players who's had an excellent season when given the opportunity has been Zach McRoberts. Here on February 13th, he leads the Big Ten in steals during conference play and has been a rock on Indiana's perimeter and even interior defense this season. Hoosiers Illini tomorrow night, 8:30, the Big Ten Network. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana women of Terry Mourn continued their winning streak in Big Ten play yesterday, running their record to 6 in a row in league play. But this one was just a little bit sweeter. The Hoosiers went to Mackey Arena last night and in front of a crowd of 7,000 people, defeated the Purdue Boilermakers 52-44 to win the Barn Burner Trophy and take it back to Bloomington. The Hoosiers didn't get off to the best start, but they had to remind themselves, well, you've won 5 in a row, you have to be doing something right. And after trailing 13-4 after the first quarter, Indiana put it together behind Amanda Cahill. The senior in the first half carried the Hoosier load, scoring 11 of the team's 22 points, and Indiana rallied to tie the game at 22 apiece at halftime. In the second half, Tyra Buss, who was scoreless in the first 20 minutes, added 13 points, 3 assists, 3 rebounds, and 5 steals to spring the Hoosiers forward. Cahill ended the game with 16 points and 11 rebounds. Why is this a big deal? Well, it's the first sweep of Purdue basketball by the Hoosiers since 1984-1985. It's also the first victory in Mackey Arena since 2008. And Indiana's win streak, now 6 games in a row in league play, the longest since 2001-2002. Indiana is now 7-6, 14-12 overall, and are going to need some more wins if Amanda Cahill and Tyra Buss, both the seniors, want to move on in their senior year. You'll have a chance to see them here at home coming up on Saturday and honor those two seniors. It's senior day against Nebraska. The Cornhuskers come to town on the Big Ten Network at noon. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.